Good evening, one and all. Halfway through April already. I tell you, unbelievable, isn't it? And finally, here in Connecticut where I am, I think we got a bit of spring weather. Well, the flowers are coming out, and I'm thinking about planting the vegetables. Thinking. Unfortunately, we've got to wait for the floods to go because everything's swamped. The water table's very high, and every time we have rain, we get like rivers in the garden. I think what I'm going to do is forget about my vegetables and just turn it into a paddy field or something this year with all the water we've had. Plant some rice or something. Anyway, food is what we're going to talk about today. Now, growing up, this is one of the things that's changed, obviously. I mean, what's fallen away is the whole family sitting down for a meal. And especially in England, where I grew up in England, Sunday lunch has always been that time. I remember often going out in the back alleys of the house, picking wild blackberries for blackberry and apple pie, finding some wild mint if we had lamb, and help shelling peas and helping peel potatoes or Brussels sprouts and stuff like that. And then come Christmas, of course, helping with the Christmas cake and everything, licking the bowl clean, of course, or licking the spoon. That was the plus part of being a child and helping with cooking. We didn't have much in the way of TV cook shows. We had Fanny Craddock was the first one on TV back in the old black and white days with her husband Johnny, and that was sort of a bit more traditional type cooking. But the very first program I can remember in the sort of modern idiom of chef shows was Graham Kerr. I think he was Canadian, Galloping Gourmet. And the funniest thing was, I think every time he sort of like opened a bottle of wine, the audience had orgasms, basically. They very planned, shall I say. Anyway, that but not these days, do you? I mean, these days we have cook shows about everything from food trucks to what's in the bag to barbecues to everything. To we've even got our own channels, don't we, of the cook shows and stuff like that. But how much do people cook? That's another thing. I know that some people, like my guests and myself and everything, when we were growing up, we were taught to cook. We helped cook, help the family, being like myself, my guest, I think, was the eldest and that. And we were the ones that helped out with a lot of the stuff. But what can I say about my guest today? She is a cook, not just any cook. She started, well, I'll tell you what. Let's ask her ourselves rather than go through all this. I better introduce her, haven't I? Because on the show today, I have the one and only da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh. Well, I was deciding what to call her. Okay. Debbie. She's Debbie. But to me, she's going to be Chef Sagger Joe. So, Debbie, you're Chef Sagger Joe for now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's my
What an
pleasure.
introduction.
Yeah, I mean, let's say it properly. You're Debbie Wilson Beaumont, but we're
Yes.
calling you Chef Sagger Joe. Now, as I was saying, Debbie, you, like myself, you grew up basically helping in the kitchen, but in your case, your mother was a cook, wasn't she? Or a
Yes, she
chef
was.
rather.
She still is, actually. I should never
Oh,
say was. She still
still is.
is.
Oh, sorry, still is, actually.
Yes,
Right.
she still is. Yes, and she does live in the beautiful islands of Trinidad and Tobago. She still
Lovely.
does live there. But yeah, I was listening to you as you were explaining, saying you were talking about people don't sit down at a table to eat anymore
Right.
and really get into helping with the peas and the shelling of
Yeah.
different things and the cutting up of vegetables. That was what I did with my
Yes,
mother.
that's right.
And
Pre help you help
for
pre you help prepare something else, especially in my case, because we used to have like cousins and that perhaps come up Sunday morning. I forgot that. I think my grandfather used to do like a Christmas club, and they used to come up and put with their money to for him to put in the Christmas club. But they used to come up and have coffee about tea or coffee about 11 o'clock, and we made sure the dinner was prepared by then, and then put it in. But I know these days more people are growing their own stuff because of prices as much as anything, but
Oh, yes.
in those days that was it. We used to, literally, I mean, the alleyways at the back of the houses, there was blackberries, there was raspberries,
Yes.
there was rhubarb, there was mint, there was all sorts of stuff. You used to go there and it was like your own larder. And in fact, going back to my grandmother's days, of course they had a larder, didn't they? And they had all the bits and pieces that you might need, the herbs and the stuff that they
Yes.
might have bottled and everything like that. Again, that sort of thing is coming back a bit, but it's a lost art in many cases.
Yes, I agree with you, and I loved that. I think that part of my childhood is even what got me to become a chef today, because I loved it. I fell in love with it. It was something that, it brought the family
It
together. It
did,
brings
it
people
did, yes.
together.
Yeah, we used to
And
sit
so,
down together and you couldn't get up until everybody was finished. And then you had to ask to
yes.
get up, to ask to leave the table, didn't you? Of
Yes, and but it was fun. It was fun
course it
sitting
was,
down at the table and chatting with everybody. So, in essence, when I was writing the Sacagawea Experience Recipes for Lifestyle and Entertaining, that was in a bit, that was my it is my life and my lifestyle that I'm writing to you about. So I gave you all these beautiful recipes in the book that I entertain my own family and friends with. In the book, there's dinner with my family, there is lunch with my friends, there is tapas with friends, there's breakfast in bed. So the book
Breakfast.
has
Now,
a lot
see,
of.
how many people know how to do a proper breakfast in bed? Yeah.
Well, exactly. Well, that's why they should get the book, The Sacagawea
Exactly.
Experience
Exactly. I
Recipes
mean,
for Lifestyle.
let's explain after all. Chef Sacagawea is a chef, a culinary expert who fuses distinctive flavors and cooking traditions from her Caribbean roots with the skills and techniques she learned whilst training in top culinary programs in the United States. Not just that, of course, growing up. And you were cooking, what, from 4 or 5 or something, did I read? Very early
Oh,
age.
very, very early, yes. I would say from around 7 to 9 years old and onwards, because it was always something that my food was always a big deal in our
Course it
house.
is, yeah.
There was always food. My mother was always cooking. There was always something brewing in our
Oh,
kitchen.
crikey, yeah, cooking.
There was fresh bread baking. There's so many delicious things used to
Oh,
happen in our kitchen,
the smell of fresh bread, and to
Oh,
my mind, the smell of Sunday lunch cooking, roast in the oven, and
yes, there is nothing like that. And so things like that inspired me to create my book, because bringing people, when I entertain, I love entertaining like that. Just people sitting around the table, chatting, having a wonderful time. Creating memories is really what you're doing, with all this beautiful, lovely array of dishes. And chatting about the food, chatting about life.
Exactly.
Just,
Always
you
meet,
know.
always get together in the kitchen and put
Yes,
the
yes.
world to right there and then go sit down at the
Definitely.
table and a bit more mellow, putting the world to right.
Yes, definitely. Food is love. Food is joy. We need food to survive,
Course we
but we
do.
also, it's also such a big part of our life in the sense of, dining experiences, creating all those beautiful memories, having your children sit at the dinner table with you and your grandkids. I have grandchildren and I love, just getting the family together, especially on holidays. I'm very big on holidays.
Right.
So, entertaining with great food, makes for a fabulous dining experience. And throughout the book, there are recipes that you can follow, but everybody's life and lifestyle is different
Yes.
depending wherever you live, whether you live in the warm climate or a cold climate. But the thing about this is that when you do these recipes and you decorate your table with your little candles and flowers and just call the family together or friends wherever it may be. Maybe it might be on the kitchen table, maybe the kitchen counter, your island, your dining table, wherever it may be. Just have fun in the kitchen cooking and preparing,
Well,
because
that's
cooking
it.
with love,
I mean, that's it, having fun. All myself and my sisters, by the time we were 11, I guess, we could all, you were younger at that, but we could all sort of cook Sunday lunch if my mother wasn't well or something like that, or they were out something and that. And even now, I mean, I try and help with my own children to make sure they can at least, don't burn cornflakes sort of thing. But one of the great things in your book, your Sago Joe Experience, your book, is it's not just recipes, is it? You go into the whole thing about the presentation, the stemware, the setting up of the table. And also there was a wonderful chapter which made me think of the larder, in my pantry guide, which I think is great people to have. I mean, we've got here now a pantry downstairs. Yeah, we've got, if we see stuff, it's on special or something like that, we get like three bags of sugar and one upstairs and two downstairs that we've got spares all the time. So, when there was a shortage of toilet paper, we were okay.
Yes, those are the things that we should be doing, in our pantry. There should always be certain things, like you said, flour, sugar, all those
Exactly, all that
things.
sort of stuff, the sort of basics.
Yes, the basics, just to get yourself going, and if you happen to have someone just call you up and say, hey, I'm coming over to visit or whatever, you can just go to that pantry and, get some stuff and create and enjoy creating all these different meals. So, the book is generally there is even food and wine pairings. Like I
Right.
try
Well, I
to
know you that's
pair.
something it's not just the food, it's the whole experience from as I said, from the right stemware to use, from do you put a flower on? Is it an edible flower? So on the table, and stuff like
Well,
that,
yes.
to the wine that goes with it. Now, you I think it's by the time that you were 16, you had your own clientele, didn't you? Was it cakes you
I
were doing in those
did.
days?
I did. I used to do, my mom had trusted me at that point, I think, and she, because she taught me well. And she would say to me, okay, I have this client, and I think they want this cake for, a function, and I think I'll let you do this. But I'll supervise you, of course. So, I will do it, and she will tell me, oh, this is beautiful. It looks great. It looks fabulous. As long as she liked it, I know that I did well.
And
And,
did you lick the spoon and the bowl at the end of it?
oh, listen, that's part of cooking, right? You, are you,
It is! Exactly! That's
you,
what I was going to say! That is
you ought
that.
to taste it at least.
You've got to taste it. And I mean, that was it. Christmas cake or what have you, you've got the great big brown mixing bowl and the wooden spoon, and you mixed it all up and you put it in the cake thing and everything like that. And of course, we used to I think it was like beginning of December, more, it might have been before that, my mother used to start doing the Christmas cake because it had to soak in brandy, of course, like everything in those days had to soak it through. But yeah, you used to make all that. But then we used to make things like meringues and chocolate peppermint sweets and stuff like that. We used to That's what you used to do, make all that stuff. I remember for years sitting there with my sisters, watching the television, peeling little onions because my mother made pickled onions. We used to sit there, all of us, tears down our face, peeling the little onions that they could make a couple of gallons of pickled onions. Oh, but yeah.
But those are the things that you're talking about are, you're talking about it because it brings back such beautiful memories
Oh,
for you.
always,
And
always.
there was creation, there was memories created. These are the things that you can look back on in life. And this is why I always say the importance of gatherings of getting together, with your loved ones, whether it be your best friends or whether it's your family, just getting together and socializing and making memories and creating great food, great flavors, and everybody in the kitchen cooking. And my kids love when it's the holidays. My girls, they especially love coming in the kitchen with me and cooking. Even my granddaughter, she's 5 years old.
Great.
She loves baking with me or cooking anything with me. It's a great way to introduce the little ones to food and different types of foods.
Well, and also it's educational because you're weighing stuff up, right? They're having to do, maths, if you like, for weighing, or working out how many cake tins, this will fit into, or looking at the timer, how long it's going to take for this to cook, and little things like, you put in a skewer in a cake to see if it's cooked or not,
To see
sort of
if
thing.
it's done,
I mean, that sort of stuff you learn for life. It's not, and it doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't.
No.
It's food, as you say. It's food that we cook. Now, yes, you can cook the really complicated stuff and everything like that, but you can cook food that everybody likes, that everybody enjoys, that everybody sits down. And your book does this. Your book goes through this, and I think it's great that you've brought this book out. I mean, what made you finally bring it out? Because I mean, you've been cooking a while now, so what finally brought out this book?
So, that's such a fabulous question. I really never had the time. This book has always been, something that I've always wanted to do. And when the kids were young, I wanted to do it, and I didn't have the time because I was working in the country club. Work, work, work. Never have time to sit down, to write a book, to write this book. I had to have the time to write it because of what, all the recipes. You take your time, you have to trial and errors, you have to, review everything and do everything. You just don't sit and write a book. You must have the time and the effort to put into it. And so when I finally decided that I was going the route of being a private chef, and I loved doing what I'm doing right now, I decided that now is the time. Nothing happens before it's time, like I always
Right,
say.
when it's
So
ready,
this
it's
was,
ready. That's right,
when
yeah.
it's ready, it's ready. So the Sacagawea experience was worth it because I was finally ready to do it, and I am happy, that I did it. Like you said, it's a great book. It's a wonderful book. To have the recipes in it, follow along. It's, delicious, flavorful recipes. But then you get to dive into the dining experiences. I sort of explain the different wines that go with the different foods that I actually dine with in my book. I'm giving you all these different things to so that you can sit down and enjoy your company. And there's nothing more than spending special moments with food and the people that you love. I just think that is just fantastic,
As you say, life is meant to taste and celebrate.
and celebrate. Exactly. It
And
certainly
I just
is.
realized that Sagajo is the initials of your children.
Yes, it is. I have.
I thought, where's that name come from? I thought it must be a West Indian name.
I do. I have three beautiful grown adult children right now. My oldest is Sasha. She's a girl, we took the SA from her, and then Gabrielle, it's another girl, and the GA from Gabrielle, and my son Jonathan, the JO. And that is how I became Chef Sagajo. I carried the love and the passion that I
Oh,
have for my
that's
kids.
lovely. My wife said to me when I said about your name, she said, oh, she checked you. As I told you before we started, she knew about you and stuff like that. But she checked you on Google. We don't know, don't use Google in our house because my wife knows everything, you know. So,
So you checked my Instagram.
But she says, oh, her daughter's called Sasha. That's the name of our dog.
Yay.
So she says, oh, we've got a Sasha as well. I thought, yeah, but not quite the same, sweetheart. Not quite the same. I don't see the dog out there cooking.
And they do, you know, because they grew up with me doing cooking. So they themselves, they're very, very good cooks, I have to say.
That's great. And I love the way you bring that out in your book, in your Saga Joe experience. As I said, it's, you know, you get the cookbooks, you know, umpteen sort of recipes and stuff like that. But the fact that you go into the life part, if you like, the joy part, the sharing part, celebration, the family and everything like that, it makes it much more of a read than just a list of recipes, you know, a list of 10 things to sort of add to it. And the thing is, I'm like you, I'm sure, you know, I make this, as I told, I made a cottage pie. Let's get it right. The cottage pie.
You made a cottage pie.
America, shepherd's pie is made with lamb. Cottage pie is made with beef. Get it right, America. Come on. I thought, oh, well, let's try putting a bit of paprika in or something, you know, like that. Let's see if we can get a bit of oomph in it. So we made it with a bit of that. And my wife said, oh, what's that got in it that's different? And I said, a bit of paprika. She said, oh, I like that. You know, it's like all sorts of stuff. But then you can make the poor man's food. I mean, you know, the poor man's tartar sauce. You just get some mayo, and you get some of the pickle stuff. You know, chop up pickle.
You put the relish in.
Put it together. A bit of mustard in it. Boom! There you go. don't need to buy tartar sauce. You got it in your cupboard. You make your own sort of thing. You know. I can remember making poor man's gravy with brown sauce. I tell you, and that sort of thing. But yeah, it's what you make of it and what you learn from it, which is the important part. And obviously, you know, what comes out in your wonderful, wonderful book, Saga Joe Experience. Anyway, time is beating us. I can't believe we've gone so quick. And my stomach's rumbling already.
Yeah, you have to go out to some of that pie.
anyway, Chef Deli, I'm going to hand the show over to you and have you tell everybody where they can find out more about you and your book. So over to you.
Yes. So you can find the Saga Joe Experience Recipes for Lifestyle and Entertaining on Amazon if you just Google Chef Saga Joe. And also on my Instagram, Chef Saga Joe, there are links that you can get the book from as well. And even on my Facebook, Chef Saga Joe as well. The book is really a great book for your lifestyle,
indeed,
for cooking, for entertaining. And, you know, just from me to you, simple lifestyle, but great big flavor with food.
That's great. Well, Debbie, Chef, it has been a true pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed
Thank
it. And
so
good
much.
Luck with the book.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And
happy eating your pie.
I will. Well, there you go. My guest today, Chef Saga Joe, but Debbie Wilson Berment, Berment. Debbie Wilson Berment and Chef Saga Joe, S-A, as we said, we went through the children, didn't we? S-A-G-A-J-O, S-A-G-A-J-O. And you can find her on, find her website, find her on Facebook, as she said, find her on Instagram, all sort of stuff. Great book indeed. One that I think would make a great basis for people to, you know, people have lots of cookery book, but the Saga Joe Experience, I think, will not just help you with the cooking, but help you entertain, even if it's just the family. Anyway, that's it. I'll be back tomorrow with another guest. But until then, I have one thing left to say. Don't forget...